The G8 summits of world leaders ended with the usual positive statements about so-called progress on the main agenda items, such as the conflict in Syria and a US-EU trade deal.
I think it is unthinkable that President Assad can play any part in the future government of his country. He has blood on his hands. He's used chemical weapons. But what matters in terms of bringing together this international coalition to back transition is to say, right, now let's get on with the process of naming people from the regime, from the opposition, who can sit down and talk about a transitional authority.
But Russia blocked a joint G8 statement which would have called for President Assad to step down. President Putin also made it clear that a political solution is the only way to stop the conflict, and that the Western plan to arm the rebels would only pour fuel on the fire.
On the streets of London, a British soldier was brutally slain. There are many criminals in the ranks of Syrian opposition, like those who committed this murder. Do the Europeans want to provide these people with weapons?
The G8 summit received a mixed reception in Northern Ireland itself. Some viewed it as a positive sign of progress in a part of the world which has been blighted by sectarian violence. Others felt that the G8 leaders were war criminals and an international financial mafia governing on behalf of the rich and powerful. Like Northern Ireland itself, views were sharply polarized.
The G8 summit in Northern Ireland is clearly not going to solve Syria's crisis. Despite a joint statement on the issue by major world powers, they are very divided on the issue. We also must remember that previous G8 summits had a reputation for fine words, which later weren't transferred into reality. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, Belfast, Northern Ireland.